Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Tales of Let's Player. My name is Thirst.
Sorok.
And Ray.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
The Sorok.
It's not the Sorok show, okay?
Yeah. It's like, I said, all right, we're going. We're not stopping. But I set the mics so you guys could be in your spot.
Oh, so
and
I
then
don't
you
have
zoom in.
Well, so, dude, last time you bitched at me that I didn't get close to the mic.
But I'm not asking you to zoom in.
God.
Jesus.
Zoom in? You mean lean in and I just kicked the mic in.
Oh, fuck. Okay. You know what we forgot?
What?
The list of things we wanted to talk about.
Well, that's your
that's
own
for the
fault.
That's for not for the other podcast. The other episode. Today is just, right now it's just Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box?
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Yeah, I got Jurassic World. Had to get there.
You had to go through the J.
Yeah, Jurassic World.
The first J.
Yeah, so this is going to be a small one. We just saw Jurassic Park.
World.
Jurassic Park.
God. I said park because...
Y'all are just...
Yeah.
We're off. I'm a bit tired.
With the older movie. I mean, it was the first
Jurassic
one.
Park?
It was the first one
is
I've
that
ever
the older
seen.
One?
No.
No, really? No.
Mm.
Yeah, so we just saw it, and holy shit, was it awesome.
I loved it. It was
really good. It was, like, to be honest, I was watching the modern version of the old one, but with, it worked. They modernized it.
By the
while
way,
still keeping it within the same universe.
We are going to go into spoiler territory.
Oh, yeah, this is spoiler heavy. This is not safe for work, as some would say.
If you haven't seen it yet,
go
fucking watch it. I'm going to curse to make sure you go watch it.
Well, I know that more you just shotgun wedding this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Make him go see it. Yeah, we have our third member of the crew today, finally.
Finally,
Carlos. That'd be you.
It's fine.
You rank down to number three.
Number three. Bottom rank.
But this will come out either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something like that. So by the time, like, it makes for, like, all right, so this show is all about what we do in our time.
Mm-hmm.
So, some new recordings will be out with our third guest.
Yeah.
Or co-host, I guess. So those will be out. But
it'll also mean the podcast will be a little bit longer as well.
Yeah, sometimes. We will be doing a recording of the podcast after this.
Yeah.
We're keeping this for a separate thing because we don't want to talk specifically about
the movie, which was, again, it was great.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, one thing that I want to say, and only because I can, that the one person that came back from the other series, from the first movie, actually, the scientist, blew my mind that he looks like he didn't age a day. He looks like a motherfucking Time Lord.
Yeah, so that scientist, right? Like, you caught on right away that it was the guy from the first movie.
Yeah.
I didn't. I caught on that it was the guy from... CSI SVU.
What?
He's the doctor, the psychiatrist from the show. But immediately after, I was like, oh yeah, it's also the guy from the first movie, the scientist guy from the first movie. Yeah.
So it was pretty cool to see him come back and sort of see the park sort of expanded in current terms.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, the first park we saw, it looked amazing. It was advanced for its time. But it was also, like, when you compare the two parks, it's like looking at, say, a medieval castle compared to a current bunker, you know?
Right.
It's like, that bunker could take any kind of impact compared to the medieval castle, which you just threw a giant boulder with a catapult to take
pretty
down
much
the wall. So.
Yeah, and I think they caught on better in this movie. Like, let's say this was a reboot, which is, like, it isn't a reboot. It's in no way a reboot.
Yeah.
In some essence, it's a reboot, but it's not really, because it is continuing on from the current story we have.
Yeah.
But there's very big differences between, like, if this were a reboot, there's very big differences. Like, in the first movie, the dinosaurs didn't break out necessarily because of human error.
Mm-hmm.
They broke out because there was this greedy asshole that just sabotaged things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he timed it so that the system would reactivate. But, I mean, he screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily human error. Like, he let these things, all these security systems
again,
fail.
It was very similar, too, because, again, Remember, the first movie, it was a multiple events combining to lead into one giant fuck up. Because, you know, the first one, it was Nedry, it was their ill-prepared, you know, for dealing with the dinosaurs. Like, it's covered in the book
as well. Like, and even in this movie, they talk about, the first park was way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Like, its security system of actually keeping the dinosaurs in there was near perfect.
Yeah.
It was the human interaction with the park that ruined everything. And you see that more in this movie, where it's like, people clearly do not understand what they're doing. And then that twist at the end. Holy crap.
That was
I did not see that coming.
I loved it.
No, that was great.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there, I want to say there was like a mad scientist line early in the movie. Because like Chris Pratt's character, he goes up to the scientist dude.
Yeah.
And he's all like, I don't know if he says like, oh, you're creating monsters. Well, you don't realize that you're creating monsters here.
No, well, he made a something statement like about it being living creatures.
Cause again,
first off,
they only see what is, you know, what they want to see, which was, you know, a product. And again, the movie sort of has that kind of message to it, which was like, you know, the commercialization.
Yeah, there was a lot of commercialization. Holy crap.
Yeah, there was Samsung, there was Coca-Cola, there were so many.
There was a lot. All right. And,
in the beginning, especially.
We'll go on to this topic. Yeah. We'll go to the story in a little bit. But we were already discussing this.
Yeah.
But for listeners. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking product placement.
In the beginning.
It's like ridiculous. In the first 20 minutes, there's a lot of product placement. Yeah. But I don't think it's necessarily bad because they addressed it in the movie. They actually addressed it in the movie like that product placement was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I think, let's explain why. There's a line where what's going on is like, everybody already knows that they create this genetically enhanced dinosaur.
Well, to clarify, when the movie starts, we're not seeing it like being introduced for the first time, like in the first movie, you know? Because it wasn't open, it was like a special exhibition to sort of get them signed off on the park. Yeah. And so, like, when this movie starts, the park is already done. Like, this is the park as it should be.
Well, I mean, that's what we got from the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trailer shows, this is the thing. People are already visiting here.
Yeah.
And so that, but we don't see is that in the trailer is that it's been open for a while. It's not been open for a year or a few months. It's been open for a few years. They talk about certain things. Every time they add a new attraction, it boosts visitors.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's going on is like they're trying to come up with a new hot attraction. Yeah. And they come up, or the scientists come up with this dinosaur that's genetically enhanced, because what people want is like bigger, scarier,
and more teeth.
And exactly. They say even more teeth.
Yeah.
And so, what ends up happening is the
latest creation, the Indominus Rex, as they call her.
Yeah, they even addressed that. That's kind of a ridiculous name.
Yeah.
But what is it? What's the lead female characters? I don't know. I don't know any of these actors' names except for Chris Pratt.
Same. I'm like, I'm sorry, I've never been the kind to...
Yeah.
Ortiz has always been the person in the group who...
Yeah, for sure. Not that name, but... Rocket G. The kicked out fourth member.
The exile.
The Yoda exile.
Yeah.
The chick that's like leading the whole park. That she's the park manager. I guess that's what it would be. Like, it sounds weird to say a park manager, but it's a zoo.
Pretty much what it is.
It's
pretty
zoo,
much
so,
the supervisor
yeah.
of
so,
the
yeah,
park.
Supervisor, yeah. something like that. The overseer, if you want to call it a fancy name. But she's like, she's got some shareholders there, and they're like, we want to invest in. We want to know what we can invest in that we know we're gonna get some money back here.
Yeah.
So she's like showing off this new exhibit that they've got, and they're like, oh, when is this creature gonna be done? And she's like,
it's already done. Yeah.
And
it was actually one of the other characters that said it was already finished.
It was probably the scientist. Someone said it was already done. But that's the point I'm making. Is that they were like, it's already done, and so they show it. They show them not fully right away, but they do show it.
Yeah.
And this is all like pretty early in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty
like within like the first, I'd say like 20
it
minutes.
It added a bit of mystery to it again because you were like, "What is it? Is it a T-Rex? Is it a you know?" Especially because it's essentially a chimera. You're like, "What would it?"
Yeah, essentially, this thing is made up of a lot of different things.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty cool crazy. Dinosaur.
It is. It looks badass.
So back to the product placement. Mm-hmm. Like they do address it, and that's how we got into this bit. So they're like, well, later on, a couple minutes later, some character's like, oh, I think it's kind of what, like, why are we having, these companies endorse, our exhibits? What are we gonna do next? Are we gonna start letting them name our dinosaurs?
Yeah,
he starts naming off like Cocosaurus, Pepsiosaurus, Samsungosaurus, things like that.
Yeah,
and they're I like to think they're kind of addressing the whole fact that this is a bit ridiculous that there's so much product placement in this movie.
Yeah,
because that's kind of what it felt like. It's like and the product placement is very thrown out there.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
it's noticeable.
Hidden.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very out of place.
It's front and center,
and it's all like that.
Yeah,
like. What kind of car was it that they had? It's
what the Jeeps
Acura.
Or
is it an Acura?
It was an Acura.
Oh yeah, it was an Acura.
They named
that's
the
right.
Jeeps from the original. The
yeah,
original
the original
movie.
Movie
well.
The Jeeps were there.
Like the kid knew.
Yeah,
Jeeps
but that. But those are just Jeeps.
Yeah.
Like I know Jeep is a might make of car, but I mean if you're gonna get a Jeep, you're gonna get a Jeep.
No, I know, but the kid knew the exact brand.
Oh yeah, that's like, true. That's true. But that's more like that's more like. For the fanboys, they're like, uh-huh. Oh, I know all this stuff about the original movie and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that character kind of filled that role. It's like, oh, I know all this stuff. That character, right, what I tend to notice is that the characters were split into two groups.
Yeah.
The ones that didn't understand the dinosaurs and the ones that did. And the little kid we see in the trailer.
Yeah.
He was the one that understood them. Mm-hmm. And then the one, like, his counterpart was his own brother who was like, he didn't care about any of it until, like, there's a point in the movie where him and his little brother start bonding.
Yeah.
So then he starts to actually care.
Yeah.
And then Chris Pratt's character, like, he's a train, like, he's an animal trainer.
Yeah.
And we don't receive from the trailer, he's training these raptors. Yeah. And his counterpart, the overseer chick.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't even think that these things are real
she
animals.
She only sees them as a product.
Yeah, exactly.
That has to be,
consumed, essentially.
Yeah.
It's an attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nothing more than an attraction to
her. Don't bump the mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't bump the mic. Yeah. I'll kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
All right, getting...
It's okay.
So, I gotta say, the raptors were pretty awesome in the movie.
Yeah. Well, last thing about the product placement is once it was all, like, there was a point where it was all just done. Like, I don't think the director or anybody liked it. So they put it all in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Once the last bit was done... I didn't see any more product placement, except for, like, where the Jeep, you know, like, things like that.
Yeah, that was it.
But it wasn't, like, in your face, mm-hmm. where these other ones were totally in your face.
Yeah.
And it's, like...
Like
and
the
for
Coca-Cola
that,
one.
Yeah.
It was just, like, centered.
Yeah, like, the Coca-Cola, like, the bottle didn't... That was the biggest thing that was wrong with the movies, but that's why, when I thought about it, it's, like, you know, these... In, like, other movies, and we discussed this earlier, mm-hmm. I brought up Incredible Hulk...
Yeah.
Where there's a scene where Edward Norton's like running through Brazil, through all the houses, and he like kind of lands on this this stack of Coke crates, and they're just there, but they're not in your face.
Yeah.
But this one bottle in this movie is totally in your face.
They even focus on it. Just
Owen's like drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
It and the camera basically follows
zooms
it.
In
yeah, exactly. Bottle. And it's like that's intentional, you know.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain point where all this intentional like product placement is kind of giving out a message.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, we're putting it out there because we're getting money for it. You're doing it in the same way. There's a reason why you're doing this.
That or they're literally saying what company paid for what part of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
And then after that, that was it. Like, there was really no more product placement after that. They got it done right away. It's like, you know, we're going to put it in the part of the movie that doesn't.
Cause yeah, like
really matter as much.
Yeah,
like it all mattered, but
because the beginning of the movie it focuses on the park as the tourist attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
And then like the other half is just it's straight up just about the dinosaurs, and that's what.
All right, now to the movie.
Yeah,
the first 20 minutes, because we're focusing on the first 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I almost didn't care about it.
Yeah.
But not because it wasn't any good.
Yeah.
I like that the way they set up certain things up. It's just like, you like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, because, you see the, like, in the beginning, you're seeing this kid run through everything, through the park, and he's, like, enjoying everything, he opens up these blinds, or these, like, these door blinds, whatever, and you just see the whole park, right? It's basically taking you through this visual tour, and you see the whole park as a whole, and as that happens, like, I'm thinking I should feel excited, but this isn't the part I'm excited for.
Yeah.
The part I'm excited for is when all this shit goes to hell.
True.
And that's what true. Everybody's excited for, right?
Yeah.
You're not as cool as it was to see, like, there's moments in the movies where you see, like, baby dinosaurs, like, being ridden on by, like, humans.
Yeah.
Like, it was a petting zoo.
Yeah. And so they were riding Triceratops.
Yeah.
Triceratops and one other one.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was another dinosaur that just naturally stays small.
Yeah.
Like, they're not too big, like, because, you know, there's so many different ones. Because they introduced a lot of dinosaurs in this that weren't in the first one.
Yeah.
The kid said, like, that there was,
and then again, there
nine
was also the possibility,
herbivores and six carnivores.
Yeah, but it didn't name them, like, all individually.
Yeah, but there were still more dinosaurs in the original park, so it's obvious that they had expanded the the amount of dinosaurs that they had.
Oh, yeah, but he was talking about... the park itself. Like, that park only started with like, nine species.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, and they clearly made, like, they clearly learned from the first mistakes, too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the predators that they had in the first movie, they didn't have. Like, I only remember seeing, like, two or three predators.
Yeah,
which... And that was the T-Rex. And they showed that they have a T-Rex.
Yeah.
The Velociraptors.
Yeah.
And then the Indominus fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, and then the big fucking giant whale beast.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Okay, and then...
That was cool.
And then, he said they had, like, nine...
They had
predators.
Six carnivores.
Something like that. Yeah, so that was four.
Nine herbivores, I think it was.
Yeah, that was four, and then there was...
Well, again, you can't count the Indominus Rex, because they were still creating it.
So that knocks off two, because then they don't have Velociraptors as a thing either.
But
So it's the T-Rex, the whale beast,
uh-huh.
The pterodactyls are carnivore.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the Velociraptors can be counted, but again, the ones that we see in the movie were from the special study that they were doing on...
Yeah, but we don't really see them in... I don't know, they didn't show every dinosaur.
Yeah, I know.
It was just, like, for filler. But yeah, I mean, we do see a lot of cool dinosaurs that weren't in the first ones. And a lot that weren't in the first ones, like, I don't know what they're called, but the one that kills Nidri in the first one, that blinds him, they showed a hologram.
They showed a hologram.
And yeah, they didn't have Velociraptors, but they had holograms of Velociraptors.
Yeah.
So the dangerous stuff, the real dangerous stuff, they had holograms of. So you could still see them, but they're not really there, so they can't harm people.
Yeah, I'll admit, the security on the park was a lot better.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot better security. Yeah. But what was nice about it is it wasn't a security breach this time.
It was just a human error.
It was. I wouldn't even say human error.
It really was.
Because the
scientists didn't tell her that, like...
No, but that... At first, we think it's human error.
Yeah.
But we find out later. All right. So, yeah.
That it's actually...
You should already know by listening to this episode, spoilers, like we said earlier.
So.
But the scientist is the bad guy.
Yeah.
One of the bad guys.
Yeah.
It's revealed that he purposely created this creature for military research or something like... Basically military research.
He was hired by a dude who wanted to use dinosaurs as weapons in war.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so... It had various abilities that, you know, weren't accounted for in the original plans.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? One of the first things it was able to do is...
Camouflage.
That we see is... camouflage?
No, well, the first thing... It's not red on thermal. Yeah. It can hide itself on thermal...
Monitors,
yeah. And then the second
is
camouflage.
Which is
you got that. No, I got that from frogs. Cuttlefish, you got its cloaking ability. Yeah.
And then the frog is...
The frog is, again,
the thermal.
Yeah.
Which is how it hid from the thermal scans that they had of the whole park. So, again, they were very on top of security. But the dinosaur was literally made to, I guess, be a weapon.
Yeah, it was a weaponized dinosaur. It was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And what they don't clarify and you're kind of supposed to just figure it out, is that the way it gets out, it, like I said, is not human error, because we're meant to believe it's human error until the reveal. But, you know, the way it does it, and it was very strange. Like, I noticed something about it right away, but I didn't. Even the other twist, I didn't realize until it came up.
Yeah.
But it was incredibly smart. It was. That's why it wasn't human error, because it tricked them into opening the door for them. Yeah. Like, they thought it was already gone, and they opened, like, they're
they
already
went in. They went they're in there, and then they opened the door. Yeah. For it.
Yeah.
They and went then. In.
And then it's like, ha, bitches, I'm out.
And well, it wasn't really like, oh, it broke out. It was chasing Owen, who's Chris Pratt's character.
Yeah.
And they were closing the gate, but he just went, just she blasted. Went right
he
through it.
He Kool-Aided that door.
Yeah, he did.
She went over
she did.
Yeah, pretty much.
She really did.
And it was...
It was crazy.
Like, you think it's not going to get through, but she does at, like,
she
the last
second.
She
forces the door open.
Yeah.
And then that part afterwards, just the scenes where the dinosaurs eat people, they...
I love it when dinosaurs eat people. I'm not going to lie. I don't like people. But every time a dinosaur died, there was just a single tear rolling down my cheek. And I was like, gotta hold it in. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so sad.
Even though they were bastards.
When I thought Blue died, I was like, oh, my God.
They were bastards, though. Because one of the
I like the velociraptors.
The twist is like, oh, shit. This Indominus beast is part velociraptor.
Yeah,
that's
like,
where
oh,
it's
shit
like,
moment.
Oh yeah, it clicked in my head.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why it was so smart.
Yeah. Because
in the first movie, when we have the hunter dude.
It's the raptors that.
Yeah, he's like, you gotta watch out. These hunters are fucking smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. And he's like, in the movie, he's like, yeah, even Neji wasn't that dumb to like close these, like to shut down the power here.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, early on, I was like, yeah, this thing is way too smart. Like, there's got to be a reason for it. And I was talking to you guys, when we were talking about it earlier, I was like, I had a feeling like they spliced it with human DNA, because there's a scene where it
especially
it doesn't
was in
show
the trailer
it.
As well.
Was
where
it?
Where Chris Pratt goes like, oh, it's hunting for sport, which makes you think of, like, the most dangerous game, you know, the story where the guy hunts down the other guy.
Right.
That's what why I thought it was.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah,
it's
what
more
it is
of a human thing than anything else.
Yeah, and exactly. So when we saw that it was hunting for because it just wanted to kill, it was like this thing. Like, did they splice it with human DNA? Because it's highly intelligent and it's just killing because it wants to kill, and only humans do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's probably like
animals. There's probably a handful of other species who do it,
but it's mostly humans.
Yeah,
because we could end up killing each other. And then the reveal is
it also ate
its
own
a giant
sibling.
Raptor.
Yeah,
is what it is.
So
raptor with some T-Rex DNA sliced in, and a couple of others.
Yeah, I think the base was T-Rex.
Yeah,
because it looked T-Rex, but then like it had all this like shiny stuff.
Raptor, cuttlefish,
yeah,
frog,
and cuttlefish. Then who knows what else?
Such a funny thing to put in.
I know.
Yeah,
but still, it was pretty.
They clearly didn't put giant whale in there because they could not
thank
swim.
God.
They put it in the sea creature, which, again, when it came back to that creature, I did not think it was going to
pop
up.
I was like,
but...
yes, because it was near the tank and that I picked up on it. I'm like, that
yeah,
has
we all,
to
we all did, though.
You pick it up in the moment, but you just you completely thought,
holy
like...
But when
crap.
It's in that area,
when
it should
that aid
be
gets
in the back
eaten.
Of your mind.
Yeah.
When that aid gets eaten, holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
That kid is fucked for life.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's already seen horrible stuff. Like, he's seen dinosaurs get slashed to death and eaten.
Yeah.
Like, those are all pretty messed up things. And he's even being attacked by human genetically modified dinosaur.
Pterodactyls and...
But the worst part is where he sees this aide who, like, you know, she's just an aide. She's doing her job.
Yeah.
And, like, they've met her already and things like that because, like, she's there to watch them.
She was watching
them. And then she, like, gets carried off into the big, giant beast tank. And it's like, it's over, right? It's just, you're just waiting for it to happen. Yeah. And then they make it worse. She starts getting attacked again by pterodactyls, because she gets picked up by pterodactyls and dropped in there. And then she gets attacked by them again. You think, like, yo, she's just going to be eaten. No.
No.
It looks like she's
going to
be ripped apart.
Yeah.
Like, what it looked like is, like, the pterodactyl is going to rip her apart, eat her, and then the pterodactyl is going to get eaten.
Yeah.
No. The fucking beast eats them both at the same time.
Which is pretty epic.
And the kids, like, the kid and his brother are watching. And it's like...
And they're just horrified.
I'm just thinking, like, there's a lot of fucked up parts in the movie that kid just saw. That's the worst. That's the one that's going to leave him scarred.
That's the one where he for certain lost his innocence.
Yeah.
Because it was... Because again, remember, they ran off on her. If they had stuck with her, they might not have gotten into so much shit.
Yeah.
But then, like, there was another thing that could have been, like, redeeming, which is the older brother listening to his younger brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, well, yeah. I mean, the characters weren't bad characters either.
No, they weren't.
They had their set of flaws, which was resolved in the end.
Even the bad guy wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, he was, you know, he wasn't your typical, like, oh, we gotta weaponize these things, America, let's go fuck people up.
Yeah.
He was kind of like that, but at the same time, he was like...
He was like, think of the lives that could be saved.
Yeah, he kind of had a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, well...
But the way he went about it was really bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is a villain in the movie, yeah. But...
He's not a villain. He's more anti-hero than villain than...
Yeah, you could say that, because, like, there's a part in the movie where he's like, look, everybody, like, the only way we're going to stop this beast is if we get the raptors to fight it.
Which was kind of weird.
Well, okay, hold on.
Well, hold on.
No, he is a fucking complete asshole. He is complete evil. Because of that twist, he knows this thing is a velociraptor.
He's the one who commissioned the scientists to do it in the first place. Like this. So he knew it from the beginning, which is why it wasn't human error, because he planned the whole fucking thing.
Well, it's not human error, because it was planned.
I know, that's what I just said.
The Indominus Beast getting out was not necessarily planned. Like, it wasn't planned.
No.
Because he caused the dudes on the spot. Like, they weren't already ready.
He said, it's open. Like, we have an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So he just used the opportunity. But he's an evil bastard.
Well,
yeah,
going back to, you know, earlier, remember the... I guess the Hammond of the park for this version, because again,
was actually pretty good.
He was a pretty good person. He just wasn't the most intelligent, which kind of it's a bit of a callback to Hammond from the first one, who couldn't foresee very much.
I don't know about that. I mean, because at first he's like, the way it is at first is like he, you know, the dinosaur gets out. And they're like, all right, we can probably still stop it and, like, save our money.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be set back, but we can still recover our money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the dudes die. And then after that, it gets to the point where it's like...
Well, I mean, that was the stupid point, which was instead of trying to take it out...
Yeah.
He was more focused on the money aspect.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, he sent in a team with just... tasers.
No, that was the park manager lady. She didn't want to kill it.
He's the owner.
Yeah.
So it was his idea too.
It was both of them then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but at that point, he also like once those guys died, and he starts to see what's going on. He's like, yeah, like the next time you see him, he's piloting the chopper that's gonna go kill this thing.
Yeah, but remember, so he was never finished trading.
Yeah.
Well, he had two days before he got his license. Remember,
even Hammond in the first one,
mm-hmm.
when they come back. The dude and the chick come back with the kids, right? And they're at the lab,
mm-hmm.
and he shoots the raptors. Mm-hmm. Like Hammond is still like he yells because he doesn't want them killed.
Yeah,
like he still doesn't want.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, at least that's how I interpreted that scene, is that he didn't want them killed yet. Like they. Could
I know,
still...
but he made everything so much more worse by going out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty. One thing I liked about this is that it wasn't as gory as this first one, and the first one wasn't gory necessarily.
Yeah.
But there was there's a part where you see a severed hand.
The Samuel L. Jackson arm.
Yeah, and it's not like that. None of that. Like, that that doesn't bring down the movie in any way.
Yeah.
No.
But it was actually like it is sometimes nice to see movies go in a way that they don't have to be as gory nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's nice for movies to be gory.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually thought it was like, yeah, you know, this is a good scary movie for kids because now it's not too gory. Yeah.
And the lady sitting next to me.
God.
She just, oh my God. Like the pig showed up in the very beginning of the movie and it like does its oinking thing. And the lady, I swear to God, she goes, ah! And like into her boyfriend and she just curls up in a ball in the seat next to me and I'm like, lady, calm down. Because she does it repeatedly because she just jumps in her seat and then curls next closer to her boyfriend or husband.
That's
or whatever.
Probably the thing. Well, to be like,
and
oh,
it was
I'm
like, dude,
I'll
calm
admit,
down.
I'll admit, I'm a
she,
jumper.
Like, I think
though.
She hyped herself up
yeah.
too much.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you are a jumper.
I'm a jumper. There's whatever is a loud scene or just something surprising, I will jump in place.
Yeah, there's a scene where like the kids are fixing up that Jeep we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And they leave, and then Chris Pratt and his girlfriend. Show up, And they're like, where'd they go? Oh, they fixed up this Jeep. What the fuck? And then the dinosaur comes. And they're like, oh, shit. And, like, they hide from it. And it smells them. Like, I guess he didn't notice that it smelled them. Yeah. But the dinosaur clearly knew they were there. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm like, I swear to God, if you jump right here, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Because you know!
It's never going to do that! It's just a loud noise. It's never been about not knowing. Like, even I knew, it was like, this bitch is gonna crash through the roof.
Yeah.
And go and probably and knock exactly in the car. And it's exactly what it did. Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And it's just been a reaction.
Yeah, it has.
And then.
No.
Yeah. I gotta say though, this reminded me about the time we went to go see Big Hero 6, and you were, and that guy who just found everything.
Yeah, so the one
hilarious.
This is only So for me, it's only ever happened once, but as a group, I guess this is our second time having to deal with something like that.
Yeah,
I guess it wasn't too bad for you, but yeah, when we went to see Big Hero 6, there's this fucking dude that laughed at every joke. He was laugh track
for a sitcom. Yeah, oh, no. even the most menial joke.
Yeah,
was like the most.
No, hilarious. Not even that. It's like, I wanted to turn around and be like, "Shut the fuck up! That's not even a joke. He's just talking. He's just saying something, and you're laughing. That's not a joke.
Unnecessary things are just so bad."
So if he's like, Rocket G was sitting next to me when we got in there, and I didn't notice it too much, but he noticed it right away. This guy was gonna not stop laughing, so he moved right away.
Yeah,
I would have punched him. And then
asked him, I was like, "Hey, why'd you move over here?" He's like, "Oh, that guy's like really loud."
Yeah,
I don't know. I've only dealt with like loud people once.
Truthfully, when I was sitting in the theater, I was like, what, 4 or 5 seats away. I could still hear him as if he was right next to me.
That's bad.
So I could understand your pain. It's fuck.
So coolest fight in Jurassic Park World.
Jurassic Park World.
I wanted to.
What if that's the sequel?
Probably.
Jurassic World 22 Park.
Park World.
Well, again, going back going back to the movie.
Yeah. Best fight.
I keep saying this. The raptors just.
All right.
Were so fucking awesome in the movie.
All right. Best fight was the final fight.
Yeah.
But undoubtedly. The most emotional
was
the first dinosaur. First.
Yeah.
Not when the beast fights people, but when it fights the first dinosaur.
Yeah.
Because it's not a raptor. It's not a T Rex. It's not even a carnivore.
It's just an herbivore,
and he's just trying to defend himself, and he gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Like there's a part where like, I was actually thinking like, you know, this thing's not hurt because the way dinosaurs act, like I guess used to behave, is like herbivores would fight in a pack if they were being attacked, and this one was just abandoned. And I don't know what it's called. I guess I don't really battle names.
My guess would be a Stegosaurus, but again,
it wasn't Stegosaurus because it didn't have the spine. It was like an armadillo.
Yeah.
It had a tail. Yeah, it was basically a giant armadillo, and it had like small spikes on the side, and on the back, it's basically got a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
It's a very famous like dinosaur. Like a lot of people know what it is.
Well, it's one of many very famous dinosaurs. Like
15. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the more well known ones. But yeah, I mean, it's got a wrecking ball. It's Armadillo Mon from Digimon, essentially.
Yeah.
And he's, like, he's fighting off this dinosaur, but it's an herbivore, and he doesn't know how to fight.
And this thing just goes
and flips him over and fucks him up. It does put up quite the struggle, though, and it's really sad.
It did put up a struggle. It was sad, because, like, this dinosaur... I remember the exact
moment it loses,
like, never seen something like that in its life.
You see it, like, claw the crap out of its leg, and then suddenly it loses its ability.
It picks it up and throws it over on its back.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Rips into it.
And then it rips into its head, and then...
Yeah, it breaks its neck.
And... Well, yeah, that scene, it was emotional for some reason.
Did it even eat it, or did it just leave it there?
I think it just left it there.
Well, I think so, too. It started to the kids right after.
Yeah, because
they were in the ball, and they
it's right after that we find out, oh, yeah, it's killing for sport.
That scene with the
I think that was, like, the first thing that showed it, that it was hunting for sport.
I think the long-necked dinosaurs?
Those weren't brachiosauruses, but
those were stegosauruses.
No, they weren't. Jesus Christ.
Fuck! That's not what I meant to say. I know.
Yeah. No, but the later scene, the long-necked dinosaur.
The brachiosaurus and brontosaurus are gigantic. These ones were more like giraffes. There's, I mean, there's so many. In this movie, they introduced a lot of different species that look similar.
Yeah.
To the ones we're used to.
Well, going back to that.
Well, that's because they had to do hybrid stuff.
That's Chris, pretty crazy. That was, like, kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, where you see Chris, holy crap. Yeah. Where you see Chris Pratt and the female lead, you know, like, just...
Yeah.
You know,
Beth.
Try and
Her
comfort...
name is Beth.
Beth?
Beth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Try to comfort...
Owen and Beth.
We wanted to see it again, but someone was like, I don't want to.
Trying to comfort the dinosaur.
Yeah.
It was so sad because it was just dying and he was like...
Well, it wasn't that sad.
He got out of the car and was like, hey, stay here, Beth, essentially. And then he went up there. And then she realized, oh, hey, it's a living being. And she actually felt bad for it.
Yeah, she
even... Finally.
She even gets her clothes dirty by kneeling down.
Oh, I know.
But then, like, right away they show, like, Chris Pratt's like, holy shit, what's that? And then they show it on the camera. And it's like one more. It's like, oh fuck, he killed another.
No,
it wasn't,
but then
it's like,
it was,
like, it was
I'm
the
not
entire
done.
Horde.
Yeah,
or
I'm not done. And it's like, oh shit, he killed a second one. Fuck, a third one.
He killed
really?
The entire herd.
And then holy shit, on the very bottom of the screen, like it, you ride out, you're over a hill. It's like crap, he killed just five in total. And
that's
just
an
went
entire
go
herd.
Kept going. Yeah, he killed the whole herd.
It's crazy. It was killing indiscriminately.
It was.
Yeah,
it was. It really was.
What else is killing for sport?
But getting back to the raptors, which was pretty cool, because at the beginning of the movie, you and in the trailer you see it too, like Chris Pratt is sort of like training the raptors.
Yeah,
again, this
yeah.
goes back to the whole military thing. Although again, this is supposedly a scholarly study.
How it always is.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you see Chris, he's dealing with the raptors, and they talk about how they're imprinted from childhood. So
like from when they hatch.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
him, specifically.
To him,
Owen.
To the trainers, at least. So, like, but at the same time, you see Chris is also very wary, which goes back to his character being a lot like Grant's in the first one, where he's like...
He
respected the dinosaurs.
Yeah, his character is what Grant would have been.
Yeah.
If he had started by teaching these raptors.
Except Grant was more like, oh my god, they're the most terrible thing in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Like, well, because you respected them. Like, but Chris Pratt's character knew that too.
Owen. Respect with some fear mixed into it.
Yeah, well, but yeah, but he knows that that's
well,
you gotta
feel with
him. That's
the nature of his job.
That's what you gotta do.
But I mean, he also trusts them enough to...
Yeah, but going on to that last fight, because we're gonna have to end this one pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
That last fight, holy crap.
Yeah. When they bring in the T-Rex, it was sort of how, like, in the
third one. The Velociraptors come back in first.
Well, yeah.
And they're fighting, and they get...
Yeah, like, you think
they're fighting
betray
pretty
him,
well.
But...
Yeah.
Well, one of them attacks, and he just gets destroyed.
Well, that's the thing. Did or I guess...
Well, there was one missing.
I don't know.
So maybe...
I don't know, because
we'd
have to see it again, because there was one that got blown up.
Yeah, it got blown the
like,
fuck up. Like,
yeah.
It was the first one to die. I don't remember. I don't think it was Delta. It was obviously not Blue. I can't remember the other two's names.
Yeah, well, because Blue is the one that is at the very end.
Yeah. Like,
and then, so it's two of them taking on this big-ass dinosaur.
Yeah.
And they just, like, they're fighting it, but they eventually
raptors,
they just get messed up.
Yeah.
They all get
messed
up.
Those two get
messed
up. And then, like...
And then... All right, so the thing is, like,
Owen,
I knew
Beth,
this was going to end.
And the other kid.
Yeah, when they got to that part of the park, I'm like, I know this is going to end with the T-Rex.
fight.
Yeah.
It has to. Like, that's how you end this movie. And, like, I was like, I want the fucking raptors to, like, abandon them and then go break open the
That
would have been so much
cooler. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, come on, please do that.
Like, character development.
Well... I don't know, maybe, like, there could have been a part of the cage where, like, they could have just broken it down. It's like, because they're smart, right? They're smart.
Yeah.
And who knows? They could have broken it down and done something.
Believe me, I enjoy the fantastical idea, but at the same time, it's just...
But, hard. I mean, it worked. Yeah. It worked the way
they
did it.
Like, trying more to protect Owen, because he was their previous alpha.
Well, yeah.
And then, like...
Well, again,
I think
also
that was more what they were doing.
And they grew up with Owen as well.
Yeah.
So there's definitely sort of...
Well,
all right,
that's one thing I
of,
noticed. Well,
it,
I think
I thought it was more of a
I think they were
thing.
Trying to get it over, or trying to, like, show that when they first turned.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they're only killing everyone that's not him. Like, they didn't go after him.
They didn't go...
Like, even the one that was next to him, like, got, like,
it was
got
right,
to him, didn't attack.
He got... It's the one that got blown up by probably a bazooka
it didn't attack.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, he
it
was
just
never
stared
attacked
at him.
By the raptors.
Yeah.
And I think
just
that's when
dudes.
Owen figured out that, oh, hey, these aren't completely, like...
Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's because it just stood there looking at him, well, and then it got killed.
That was the cool thing, though, again, because what was it, the Indominus was a rafter, and the moment you realize it was a rafter.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was the cool part, because you're like, oh, crap.
I noticed it. I'm pretty sure everyone did. You notice it right away.
Yeah.
It's like, they're talking. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right away, you notice, all right, this thing's fucking raptor. And so,
like, later on, when they cornered
it was
Chris,
weird when... All right, yeah. Yeah, well, they cornered him, and then...
Owen, yeah.
And then the T-Rex comes out.
And then you're like, oh, crap.
Fucking sweet.
You're like, oh, crap, and then suddenly they turn on the T-Rex, you're like, oh, my God!
Yeah, well...
Well, it's more like Beth, just...
I thought it was strange how it comes out, though.
Which was, again... Then, like, Beth running in heels was totally unrealistic, but hey.
It was, but... I have a theory about that.
Yeah?
I did like the throw.
I don't know if I want to...
I like the throw that she did. She just threw it right at that...
Yeah, but I have a theory of, like, all right, normally the T-Rex would have just caught up.
But how did she know to do that? The T-Rex would pay attention? What?
Normally the T-Rex would have caught up to her and, like, eaten her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I have a theory about that. And I think the T-Rex was at least partly trained to not, like, or at least not try to eat humans too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, because it seemed like they were walking together, like, running together.
Yeah.
Like, he would have eaten her, but she was, like, he was following her. Not necessarily to eat her. Because they were, like, walking together. Like, she was like, come on, dude, let's do this.
Yeah, because the flares, as you can see in the beginning when they give it food, because you do see the T-Rex before
that. Yeah, like, the flares
leads
it to food.
But the flare leads it to food. So it might have been waiting for it to be thrown, because it's usually thrown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if that's what they were trying to go for, because it's not, like, shown too well. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what it is, because I didn't see that this T-Rex was trying to eat her.
Yeah.
Because in previous movies, like, That fucker's trying to eat anything.
Yeah.
And in this one, it seemed more like it was following her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just, I don't know.
Well, then we'll have to rewatch it again.
Yeah, then that fight. Holy crap.
The end of that fight, as a matter of fact.
And then you see the T-Rex and the Indominus go at it, and it's pretty fucking badass.
With the help of Blue, one of the Velociraptors.
Well, that's the thing I was going to lead up to, is like, at first the fight between the two of them, even the T-Rex is getting its ass kicked.
Yeah,
the
T-Rex gets its ass kicked.
And so you're like, damn, what the fuck are they going to do? And all of a sudden, like, Blue pops up, and he's like,
Blue comes to save the day.
Forget about me, boy?
He was like, did you forget about me? And then he starts working with the T-Rex, which is even
more... Yeah, they're
more...
fighting together.
Yeah.
And there's a
that's
part
like
where
even
I'm like...
more unlikely to have actually...
Well, happened. No, I mean, they share the same enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, because in this case...
The enemy like, of if, my enemy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, because this is their home.
Yeah.
And they see it as a predator to them. So they're going to fight to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And Blue is a smart...
Well, for me, I thought of it more along the lines of what Blue was raised as, because he sort of learned cooperation with, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
His siblings.
And the T-Rex was pretty banged up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I want to... Like, that's why I want to think that the T-Rex was also trained, because it didn't go ahead and try to eat anything.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Except for the Indominus.
Except for the Indominus, right.
And then...
Yeah, or unless it got full eating freaking pterodactyls.
Right?
That's true, because the pterodactyls were let loose.
And then it ended in the most unexpected
way. Or before that, though. Before that?
Yeah.
The way I saw the fight with the Velociraptor, the T-Rex, and the Indominus...
Yeah.
It's like, it almost felt like the T-Rex was, like, kind of saying something to it. It's like...
Yeah.
You may have, like, all these fucking shiny-ass things on you.
Yeah.
Like, you got the best gear and all this stuff, the best weaponry.
Yeah.
But I'm the fucking king, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm the king.
Oh, that end,
and I'm
going to
fuck you up.
Yeah.
And that end, it's like,
but
they
it
led
like...
it to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, they beat it down to that dinosaur that you see in the trailer,
yeah.
The one that jumps out
the
of the lake.
The giant sea one.
Yeah.
The...
So, like, you wouldn't think it would have taken part at the end, but they lead the Indominus to the edge of its tank. They push it against the bars, and all of a sudden it's lying there, it's about to get back up when that freaking creature comes out from the sea and like,
just snap, yeah.
You're coming with me,
yeah,
bitch.
It comes out of its tank and just and the Indominus Rex is just like at the end, and it's like struggling.
Yeah, I actually,
and then it gets drowned.
I didn't think it was gonna be that quick, to be honest.
Yeah,
I thought it was
death comes quickly.
Yeah, apparently yeah. Even for
I'm pretty sure it wasn't bred to be to swim.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it's just like, usually there's more of a, like, you know it's coming, but like, they just hold it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one was quick. Like, it got to the end and bam, the thing just came out, just got him.
Yeah.
It was waiting.
Well, yeah. it took it a second, but it did get there because it like built up the suspense. So like it gave it enough time for the Indominus Rex to like try to get up, but then it went back down because it was too weak. And then the giant thing just nah.
Yeah, it was over.
That was it.
You know what? I just have one last question, and I got I have
question
to ask
or statement.
Just question. For you, the movie, what was the best part? Was it the human aspect or the dinosaur aspect? Like, did you even care about the whole human plot aspect of it?
I did, actually. Like, I did care about it.
It's like I said, which was the stronger part of the movie, like, overall?
Cause, I think they're pretty equal.
Yeah, because I was going to say equal. It was very well integrated to both.
Yeah.
You know, both parts, because the humans were just as important as the dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then the humans weren't, like, completely retarded either.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you feel that that some of the humans are, like, the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel that they are actually pretty retarded. But except then you the realize scientists. Then you realize what they're really doing. Like, they're not retarded. They're actually, like, happy that this situation is going down.
Yeah.
And then, well, just to leave it off, they did leave room for a sequel.
Yeah. They left a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, because the scientists...
But it's like...
I don't think...
The scientist escaped. But the guy who was leading the project and who paid the scientists got killed.
So it...
Or at
yeah.
least...
It,
yeah,
yeah. So killed, it leaves cause... it open enough to, like... Because, again, InGen, if I recall correctly, well, in the second movie, they ran out of funds that were supposed to be shut down. Yeah. So it sort of raises questions about how the hell did the company come back in the first place.
I think it was just rebuilt.
Yeah.
Like, they sold the, like, because what will happen is,
like,
if a company goes bankrupt, they'll usually file for bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
and then they sell off assets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, I think they touched upon it in here, like.
Yeah.
Cause the dude's like, yeah, dude. By morning, it's gonna be fucking Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Yeah. Like Chapter 11 meaning bankruptcy.
Like
the worst bankruptcy you can do.
Uh-huh.
And so the dude's like, yeah, get all your research, get it out, because by morning it's not gonna belong to you anymore.
Yeah.
So get it out.
So again, it leaves it open for a sequel.
Yeah, and
but
to
also
be honest,
it hints towards the.
I don't want it to be. I don't want there to be. Soon. I want this should be the end.
It.
This should be like.
We don't want that. We don't want to.
Yeah,
because
like, you can't do a park
the
anymore.
Weaponized dinosaurs,
like
is,
that doesn't fit into it at all.
Yeah, because again,
I mean, it's about the park, right?
Yeah,
and that's why the second and third one sucked. Like, I didn't think the second one was too bad, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
not the first one. Yeah. It just wasn't, and the first one was all about the park, and that's what was like made a great franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, it was, you know, it was the park. Well, you know, we finally get to see this park actually open.
Yeah.
And
everything goes down. I think that's what I liked about this movie, is that it sort of touched upon the original book more than the latter.
Yeah,
kind of
did.
First movie. Because, the first movie, you know, you kind of felt like the whole falling apart of the park was, you know, the inopportune events of Nedry, you know, putting the virus and then the... You know, shit just going whack. Well, in this one, it harks back to the book, which was like, they seriously underprepared the park in the books. Cause, like, when they first arrived, they know, like, oh, it looks like they recently added a bunch of bars to the rooms. You know, like, added security measures that were noticeably afterthought.
Right.
You know,
because
they clashed with what
was
and
then the other thing is, like,
so.
They didn't have, I don't think they had housing on the original park either. In the movie, I don't know about the book, but in the movie they clearly didn't have housing. In this movie, they have a whole like resort hotel.
Yeah.
They don't really show it. They only show it like at the very end. Like it's like
well,
people...
they show little parts of it, like the little.
Yeah.
They showed the outside.
For,
they showed the outside. They didn't show the inside. Like, there was nothing about the inside except like at the very like near the end, they just show a lot of people inside it, like because they're hurt, they're hurt and stuff like that.
Ooh.
But it wasn't. They didn't touch upon it. They didn't need to touch upon it. But they do show in the background. There's this big resort hotel, and so in that hotel you can house people to stay on the island. And in the first one they didn't have that because that's a plot in the that's a plot point is that the staff is not here; they're gone.
And it was also supposed to be like an island for the mega rich, super mega rich, if you recall.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Hammond wanted it to be available, open to the public.
But again. Since at first they needed the funds to sort of get the park off the ground. But again, that's the first one for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I think we'll have to wrap it up there.
Well, did you let her?
I was gonna say like you. I think that this park specifically.
Oh, go ahead.
It was separate from the original one because you see ruins from the other ones.
Which was actually separate. The only thing that wasn't.
It's a completely separate park. But it's still based off of the original one.
Yeah, it is based off the original idea. And then the only thing that they kept from the original was the gates.
The gates, and then,
Yeah.
Because it goes back to showing things from, like, the first movie, like the Jeep and the other stuff.
Well, yeah.
Just for you.
So it's like, it's not, it couldn't have been, like, a reboot because they mentioned Jurassic Park.
Oh, no, I'm not. And you see it multiple times. No, I'm not saying that it's a reboot.
But I mean, like, for somebody who would think that it would be a reboot, it's clearly referencing the first one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that think it's a reboot.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's definitely not. It's part four.
It's its own. It has some of the original.
It's its own movie, but it continues on.
Yeah.
The legacy. It's legacy.
Well, it continues on the universe, essentially. Yeah, the Jurassic Park universe. It's a continued story. But yeah. So, last bit.
Our last thoughts, you mean?
No, rating, what do you think? I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
I'm going to give it 4 Velociraptors.
4 Velociraptors?
Out of 5?
Out of 4 Velociraptors.
Nice.
4 Velociraptors out of 4 Conans?
Yeah, that's the measurement. Yeah. You said you were going to use that.
Yeah, well, it was a joke, but yeah.
I'm going with Velociraptors, because once you see the movie, you'll enjoy them.
It was the only bad thing was the product placement, which, like I said, I felt that they were hammering on themselves, like they were joking on about it themselves. So yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Give it 5 Chris Pratts out of 5.
out of 5 Chris Pratts out of 5 Gamoras?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
So that's Jurassic Park for everyone. All right.
Go watch it.
Yeah, it's damn good. Go watch it.
If you want to talk about it, leave a comment. We'll chat back. Hit that like button and share. We'll see you guys next time. I'm Thirstbuster.
Solrock.
And Rain.